There are those, including cable, well, so-called news hosts, and of course anti-vaxxers, who insist to this day that the coronavirus is no worse than the flu. I can't recall hearing about the flu causing brain damage, neurological damage, tremors, loss of the ability to walk and talk. Long haulers is the term. Those who have been hit with COVID-19 with an impact which lasted for months. Long haulers, they'd kind of argue with those people. At least the ones who are still with us. Because many are committing suicide, being unable to withstand what's happening to them. Let me tell you about Dr. Jill Stoller, pediatrician in New Jersey. Contracted COVID-19 March 2020. She recovered from the infection, but just couldn't shake off some of the symptoms. She struggled with brain fog and depression. 59 years old, she spent months trying to push her way through a full recovery, but continued to feel weak, short of breath. After doing some heavy research about the experiences of COVID-19 long haulers, Stoller became convinced that she was not going to recover. 6 months after contracting COVID-19, she took her own life. That was November 29th, 2020. As noted in a Harvard Medical School blog post, some people who recover from COVID-19 are left with pretty clear damage to their lungs, their heart, kidney, brain. But the long haulers, they have a category all to themselves, symptoms that linger for months. Things like constant headaches, fatigue, prolonged body aches, inability to sleep, post-traumatic stress disorder, depression. Studies that monitored COVID-19 patients 21 days after their diagnosis and 60 days after discharge showed that some 50 to 80% of patients continued to not feel well up to 3 months after they were first diagnosed, months after tests no longer detect any live virus in their bodies. Researchers say that 1 out of every 10 people who contract COVID-19 will become what's termed as being a long hauler. Remember the show Dawson's Creek? One of the writers, Heidi Farrar, another COVID-19 long hauler, took her own life after dealing with symptoms, painful symptoms, for 13 months. She wrote about it too, as a writer would want to do. She wrote she began feeling symptoms of COVID-19 April 2020, which were presented as odd feelings in my feet, a strange coldness, and awful crawling sensation. She brushed that off till she got the unmistakable COVID toes, as she called it, in May, though she tested negative for the virus in June of 2020. Farrar said she became suddenly disabled and bedridden, and she experienced fatigue, many flu-like symptoms. Her foot and ankle pain remained the worst, she wrote, describing it as stabbing knives, pins and needles, deep ache that nothing could touch. She ranked her pain on a scale of 1 to 10, that being a 9, wrote that one night multiple veins burst in my foot. Now, Farrar began to feel better in August 2020. She wrote, my slow walks felt better and better, and my spirit soared. Had my trees back, something precious that had been ripped from me, simple pleasure of a walk outside. Farrar shared that she was finally feeling optimistic. COVID won't win, she wrote. By May 2021, Farrar once again had become bedridden in constant physical pain, suffering from severe neurological tremors, numerous other worsening symptoms, and shortly after that, she wound up taking her own life. If you or someone you know is a COVID-19 long hauler struggling with depression, thoughts of suicide, there is help available, and the best starting point is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. It's 24/7 and it's free, confidential, 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. Give it to you one more time, 1-800-273-8255. And like I said, with autism in our last segment, there are also numerous social media groups, legitimate ones, where you can find strength in numbers. The help is there. You have an alternative to what you might just be thinking about. And I hope that you reach for that alternative.